Hey, real talk on Tideline, the pitch is basically this. You paste one script tag in your app's head, it fires a polite question on exit intent, something like, what brought you here today? Collects the answers in 90 seconds of install time and 9 seconds of a user's attention. And then Claude summarizes everything into one email that lands at 8 Monday morning. No dashboards, no NPS grids to interpret. Just a short digest that tells you what your users actually said, and ideally, the one thing you should probably fix. The buyer I have in my head is a solo dev on their third microtool, has maybe 300 users, decent retention, but a churn spike they cannot explain. They've got GA4 open in one tab, and it tells them exactly what happened and absolutely nothing about why. They spent 40 minutes writing a typeform survey last quarter, and 9 people filled it out. They do not have a Tuesday afternoon free to do user research. That person reads the product page and feels seen in a way most SaaS copy never pulls off. Now, the honest math, the Reddit thread this clearly grew out of, was pricing this at under 20 bucks a month for solo founders. Call it 15 to 20. If you convert 2% of free trial signups and run 5% monthly churn, you need about 400 active trials to approach 2,000 in MRR. That's doable, but it means distribution is the whole game, and distribution for a dev tool aimed at micro SaaS founders is genuinely hard because that audience is scattered across indie hackers and Reddit threads and Twitter, and they are deeply allergic to anything that feels like a marketing funnel. The one reason I think this could actually work is the copy. You have a Tuesday afternoon, not a research team, is a real line, and a real person will read it and feel understood before they've even seen the product. That kind of positioning is hard to write and hard to copy, and if the product actually delivers on the Monday digest being that genuinely useful, word of mouth can carry something like this in tight communities. Here's the ugly part. This is a crowded category in disguise. Hotjar is $99 a month, sure, but a Tally embed, a Zapier zap to a Google Sheet, and a custom GPT prompt running Sunday night gets you 80% of this for $0. The people who feel the pain most acutely are also the people most likely to just build the cheap version themselves on a Saturday. That's the real churn risk, and it never shows up in the analytics. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.